listen to me very carefully.
You are listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby?
My mission is to go and destroy and not to let anything get involved. You get punched, you get hurt. I refuse to be hurt, knocked down, and knocked out. I can't lose. I refuse to lose.
He's been mentioned as a possible opponent.
I take all comers. I don't duck any man.
Can we assume that Michael Gokes is one of the prospects?
All comers. Come one, come all. Because nobody can get close to me. They're not even close. I'm the best fighter in the world.
Listening to the Red Pill Hardcore Asia. How's it, baby? Keep it real. Take the red pill.
He's scheduled for 60 minutes next. He's going on French, British, Italian, Japanese television. People everywhere are starting to listen to him. It's embarrassing.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. I am the prince of all hosts, the one and only V. Yes. Right here on RBN. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right, TLBTalk, Freedom of Speech Social Network. Yeah. Yes, I almost did not get up this morning. I a series of one of those dreams. I'm dreaming that I'm back in Texas. I'm with Massad Mike. We're paintballing, and it's funny because I don't know. This is one of those dreams. I've got a girl in each hand. They've got their paintball guns. We're going through this course, schooling people. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got to do radio now. And Mike's telling me, nah, no you don't. We got somebody substituting for you. Come on, let's continue playing. And it's like, okay, let's keep going, And it's like, I almost did not get up this morning. Which, of course, could have been a problem. I don't use an alarm clock. I don't use those things. I don't use an alarm clock on my phone. I don't use a regular alarm clock. I just don't. My body is pretty much programmed to get up an hour or 30 minutes before show, so I can get on into the studio, get situated, and do a show. So, yeah. I swear I never lived by a clock. I've never lived by a clock. I never lived by an alarm. And, yeah, I don't know. There's some fail safes for that, I think. Because if I were to sleep in, I have ghosts, I think. I think my place may be haunted. I'll get, I don't know what feels like hands put on my arms. It'll shake me until I wake up. Uh, And it's strange too, because like I sleep on a couch just because my back so bad, my neck so bad, I can't sleep in a regular bed. So I sleep on a couch, and I put rollers on my couch. Oh, even, you know, I'll get woken up. It'll feel like someone has violently grabbed the edge of my couch and has pushed it back and forth violently. I don't really believe so much of ghost hauntings and stuff like that, but there is a presence that violently, get very violent with me if I don't get up. There's something. I don't see anything. There's nothing actual physical that I can see, but I can feel it when it touches me. It's kind of strange, too. I never freak out. Sometimes I get mad, like I want to punch it, though, when I get up. I don't know. That's just how aggressive I am, I think. There's no Freddy Krueger. There's no Zool. There's no Gozer. There's nobody I wouldn't step to. Yeah. And then there's the, I guess it's called overactive bladder. Yeah, there's just no way I could ever possibly miss the show if I wanted to. But I want to stay in that dream. It was fun hanging out with Mike. And these hypothetical girls. It was awesome. I had my own special automatic paintball gun. It was sweet. I don't know. I may just be overexcited about getting back to the States. Which, I will be back into the States at the beginning of the fall here very soon. But I won't be into Texas probably to the end of the winter. So, that's okay. I'm going to give everybody a chance to see me as I tour across the country. So that is for sure. Yes. So, speaking of which, Mike, you look quiet back there. You got anything to say about that?
Sounds like your dream version of me is a real butthead.
Why? You don't paintball?
No, just he's like, you don't have to go to your show. I did a show tonight.
Yeah, you're more into paintballing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll have to see what's going down. When I get there. Alright, yeah. So let's talk about what's going on in the world today. Yes. So it's funny. What's going on in the UK? I want to say very quickly. Well, let's start with the UK. Since I do have some partners over there that's wanting to bring some peace and justice where they live. Yeah, we've got police arresting people for Facebook comments. Yeah, for posting memes on Facebook. This is a government and police force, a police force across the entire country that has solved less than 5% of their burglaries. But yet, they want to go and play thought police. They want to go and play free speech police. Thank goodness the victims of the police were connected to, you know, free speech organization, freedom rights organization, and their story got covered very quickly, and they were released very quickly. One of these people were an Army veteran, and the other one was actually a former cop. Go figure, right? Those are usually the first to be put on the lists by governments and authorities. Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad. Very sad. So that's another region, once again, that is devoid of guns. All right. Thought police. This is the future of America. If you guys don't watch out, you're going to have police come up to your door talking about things that you have said. Which, you know, I don't know how much more ground you can give as a person. I don't know how much ground you can give as a human being. But I know if somebody comes to me talking about what something I've said, they better have a legitimate case for a lawsuit or something, because they try to come and take me to jail. Somebody tries to take my freedom from me. Somebody is liable to get hurt. Some law enforcement agent is liable to lose his life. I can't be pushed that far. I don't know how anybody can be pushed that far. And speaking of which, I wish somebody would call in, because I'm having a lack of understanding. First off, I thought this Alex Jones, the situation was over with. Sandy Hook, I thought he lost the lawsuit. But my feed is now being chock full of Alex Jones stuff and him backpedaling on the things that has said. First off, this is a defamation lawsuit. So you have 2 points of contention here. You got 2 points that really need to be examined as far as the way I'm looking at it. Again, if somebody has some sort of legal training and can set me straight and explain to me what is going on, please do. Please call in. But as far as I know, we have the First Amendment. And if it is, in fact, a defamation case, I want to know who is being defamed. Who is actually has put this lawsuit against Alex Jones? Is it the parents? Is it the police department? Surely is it the children? Is it the government? Because 2 out of those 3 are not able to sue for defamation. If it be the parents, why is it that they feel they should be famed for what happened? Nobody is saying that they're bad parents. I don't think Alex Jones said that they were bad parents. I don't think Alex Jones has said anything even libel. Alex Jones has put out his opinion that Sandy Hook was a false flag, which should be covered under the First Amendment. He didn't say the parents The Sandy Hook children are all bedwetters. You can say the parents of the Sandy Hook children were all abusive. I don't think he made any such claims as far as defamation. I don't know. Somebody really, I would love it if somebody helped me understand Alex Jones' situation. Because to me, this is just the government really being just, they know they screwed up. They know there's 100 conspiracy theorist videos out there that have looked at the evidence and have successfully debunked that the Sandy Hook situation was done, that it was not planned, or that it even happened. So when you have an entire movement of people who know that there's something fishy about the Sandy Hook situation, when you're planning all these false flag scenarios to take away our guns, and people are picking up on that, I think this is just the sacrificial taking away the head of the snake. They have to crucify Alex Jones to make an example. That's all this is, I think. From what I see, from my angle. And, yeah, I'm not afraid. You know what? Come sue me. I can use the publicity. I'll say it right now. Sandy Hook was a false flag situation. Whether anybody died or not, I can't be certain. But it doesn't mean either way that it was not a false flag scenario. The government, CIA, does not care about killing kids to push their agenda. They absolutely do not. Your politicians make child sacrifices to Moloch at least once a year. They don't care about your children. They don't care about your family. They don't care about your safety. They don't care about your well-being. The politics is all about how they can take that from you. And they go through these policies and create policies every day to exercise their corrupt authority, to see their elitist goals through, that only serve to victimize you and I. We need to be very upset about this stuff, people. We need to be speaking out. Okay? Do you guys want to be calling into the show? You should be calling into the show. Let's have a good chat. Maybe you guys can tell me something. I don't know. Maybe vice versa. The phone number is 800-313-9443. The local is 512-248-8252. See you on the other side of the break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Freak out, yo!
This is our short segment of the show. So once again, I'm going to give people a chance to call in so I can take calls once we come back from our next break for our long segment. The phone number is 800-313-9443. That's our toll-free. And for our local number, it would actually cost us a little less money if you did call the local number, 512-248-8252. Once again, that phone number is 512-248-8252. And give me a call so that we can talk in the next segment here. Yes. So, another couple things here. Since I have 5 minutes in a short segment, I want to go ahead and bang out a couple of other things that has really gotten my attention and is really working on my nerves. This Karen's Jean-Pierre, this new speaker, the new spin doctor for Joe Biden. Yeah. The changing of the definition of recession. Because the Democrats don't want to admit that they have put us into a recession. Ladies and gentlemen, when you have the government wanting to change the definition of a word to suit their political agenda, to make things look nice for them, you have what's called tyranny. You have what's called corruption. It does not get more 1984 Orwellian than that. Can we go over all the Orwellian points? They tried to create a Ministry of Truth. Okay? They tried to change the definition of the word recession. They're trying to do a shakedown on us now by giving the IRS billions and billions of dollars to make sure that little people, the lower class, the middle class people are doing their taxes right. Turning the IRS from watchdogs to attack dogs. Can you, like, seriously, the idea of that. Can you imagine me going into your pockets? Imagine this. Imagine me going in your pockets, taking your money, paying a thug to go into your pockets again. Make sure I got every penny out of you. Imagine that. You would go and get your gun if somebody did that to you. As a matter of fact, you'd have a gun and shoot somebody that tried to do that to you. You would most definitely shoot me. Call self-defense, right? Why would you let your government do it? This is totalitarianism. This is corruption beyond corruption. Why are you not angry about this, people? We need to go. We need to go. These people taking... We got the highest military budget ever. And what are we doing with it? We're playing war games with North Korea now. We're doing exercises in South Korea, making plans on taking over North Korea. I don't know if they'll ever actually do anything, but the money's being spent for drones, training troops on how to do it. You know, if we touch North Korea, China is going all out. The trench coats can open up and you're going to see guns a-blazing. I don't know if our actual government has the balls for something like that, but I don't know. I want to see what you guys want to talk about when we come back from break. Stay tuned.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Yeah, the lines are bustling here, so as promised, we shall get to those callers. All right, let's go with line one. Colorado, go ahead. Rev, stay on topic.
Genesis Jones, the bastard of Babylon. We're really ticked about that. We'll tee off on that bastard. That is the bastard. And we got information from that Frank Stephens, American Voice Radio Network. He stole everything. He's filthy. He slid through the mud at Woodstock. He wasn't even born. But that's the problem. And Boba Scout Rev War is all about getting rid of that bastard. The only thing he ever said that made sense, I heard, patriots, what he calls patriots, will be better off when he's dead. That's a quote from him in the beginning of the century. Me and Bubba were listening to him, and the more we heard how he stole from William Cooper, he's the one who said in June of, we know it, it was on YouTube, June of 2001, he said, they're going to attack the World Trade Center. And that's where, and I said, everything he's ever gotten, he's stolen from others. And then Bill Cooper was dead. He was murdered, right? William Cooper. Yeah. They said they just shot him dead one day. They set up an ambush. They allow this bastard, this Jen Isaac Jones. That's why we write on our Twitter account, we want him hanged by the neck till dead on the state capitol steps, Austin, Texas, in front of the whole world. So whatever he's going through, he's a liar and a jerk. And we hope he's gone, and that'll be better.
You know what? You know what? I've talked to other hosts, radio hosts, program hosts, and I've heard stories, especially Vinnie Eastwood. He's come out onto my show saying how he stole from him and how he would go and sabotage other people's radio antennas or hack into them and take over. I've heard many of the stories how he has stolen from a lot of people. But...
Well, he won't tell the truth. That's what he's a liar. He's a filthy... He knows about Bubba Scout, Rev, but he won't... He took it off his what do they call it? Message boards. We had a lot of stuff. We even put it in code.
Well, because you're self-promoting way too much.
Well, I'm just telling you. It's not just about us. It's everything. And that the expert on him is that American Voice Radio Network commentator, the one that we were on that program that you heard a sample of, and you heard the voice of the God of War. Well, anyway, that was at Frank Stephens. He's got the book on, and he stole from everything. He's the controlled, phony opposition. He's not even opposition. He's just like the people who call in. That's what's so damn scary. He's the Judas goat. He uses that term a lot, and it fits. It fits, and everybody is. They've all slid through the mud at Woodstock. See, we got this theory. We wrote to Westmoreland and Morris Graham. It was 1969. It'll be 53 years coming up this month. That Woodstock freak show. We knew what that was. That was the end. Because Dixon had taken over. He was about to finish off America. We know the whole story. Even Bubba knows. And she just looked it up in history because she wasn't there. And they took the quick course. Everything that comes from that Woodstock freak show. Even that old lady who calls in from Fort Worth. I could hear it in her voice, a slide through the mud at Woodstock. She was around. She didn't go there. I doubt she was there. But tens of millions were headed there. They had to close the roads. The governor who opened the first dope stores, we call him the Woodstock freak, he was 17. He was across the border in Pennsylvania. He could have been there. And because he opened the first dope store in America, everything came out of that freak show, that Aquarian age. And that Jen Isis Jones fed off of that. That's where he gets everything from. He even said on his broadcast once, he was snorting cocaine in Dallas where he was growing up at some rich people's, you know, their home in Dallas, Texas. We know this is true, too. And then they knocked on the door. It was the Dallas, Texas Guineas delivering the cocaine. You know, that's it. Bo's got the whole story on the Texas dope swindle. It all comes from the Guineas. That's why we hate this cut. We went away from that, and they followed us. They broke into our phone lines. We had to get the executive offices. At that time, it was Quest before CenturyLink. They had to redo the codes on the relay boxes a mile from my place. Each place, we were 5 miles apart, and they had to redo the whole codes, the access codes. I said, where the hell you give them that stuff? And they do that. It's all Woodstock freaks. And when we told Westmoreland back, and Amaris Grant, we don't know if he ever read it. What was he going to do? Well, you knew what he was going to do to us, where he was sending us. We didn't care. We just wanted to get those freaks. We knew what that was. A communist farmer on this like farm. He said, wow, what a freak show. And, well, man, some old lady, she just had a kid. We're a regular city. Yeah, and you took over America, you freaks. And then they said, what's that offspring going to turn out to be? Well, you're looking at it every day on the street. Woodstock freaks. Are they doing the same thing that they did there? Yeah. The cities, they're crapping in the streets. They're laying in the streets. And all the fentanyl has replaced LSD. It's the same thing. This is Woodstock Nation. They capitalized on it. Hollywood, everything. And that's what we got. And that's what he's a Woodstock freak. And the Jesus freaks came out of Woodstock. We know his name was Mr. Bright. He started the crusade for Jesus. That's where this crap started. I saw it clearly. I was around that. Isn't anybody going to stop this? I had to leave the country. But when I came back, it was the same old place with the Woodstock freaks. Then it was like the end of 70. I said, look how fast this place turned into a sewer. Well, you can see it today on the streets. And that's what I'm looking at every day. So is it a question of why we want everybody knocked out? Everything's done to us. We're just victims. And we call it, our program's called Jinx the Chinks. Because they love this. I know they do because they wrote to our website in Mandarin, which I don't read or nothing, but in English. They actually, one of their agents, who I found out was a microbiologist, was actually on the server that was controlling our website at Cocoa Beach for NASA, because he was using an electronic microscope. I didn't know he's a microbiologist till our team outsourced there. Said, oh, he's from the Chairman Mao days. He was older. He speaks good English. And what was he doing? Research on what they call microbiology, you know, viruses and stuff, that kind of crap. That's what he's doing at NASA, because they have a microscope that can see the atom. But I thought at first, well, he's probably a metallurgist, and he wants to build, like, lightweight, like, the lightest weight material so they could get up into space as far as they can. They can't do it either. They're idiots, and they're no good at it. But that's what I thought. But no, he's a microbiologist. He said, whatever they're talking about in the World Health Organization, gain of function, that's probably what it was. I said, you let that freak in there? What the hell's wrong with you? You know what I mean? It's all sabotage, and it's all Woodstock freaks, and it's all Jen Isis Jones. We want him hanged. But he said that on his program. He's snorting cocaine back in, I guess he was around 1990 or something, before he started his show. He was a teenager or something. And then the Dallas, Texas Guineas, the same ones who drove the motorcade, you know, with Mr. Kennedy. The pace car, they drove the pace car and knew where to stop it. It was on our video on GAB account. All this. And where did it all start? Woodstock freaks. It all just turned loose on America. So it was 1970, and I got back, and I said, what happened here? I said, well, remember that Woodstock freak show we didn't get? Yeah, that's what happened here. And now it's all over the street. It's everywhere. It just doesn't matter if it's red or blue. You see it everywhere. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. And that's why we're sick of it. So we have our new program called Jinx the Chinks, and it's all based on the hallucination of Woodstock. Everything is. And then I heard some other people, well, you know, the drug cartels aren't really the problem. It's these Eli Lilly's and these other companies, Johnson & Johnson, those people who make drugs. They bring that. They pay for these drug cartels to come in. And now they're putting them in antibiotics. And who's the chief exporter of antibiotics in the world? The Chi-Com. All cashing in on the Woodstock freak nation. And a lot of these callers, I said, don't they have something? Don't they want this fixed? I'm really amazed, because I've heard this going back to Carl McIntyre. I forgot his last name, but he was on the show with them, and they were talking about who this country's becoming. That was in the 1960s. And they said, we can't take this. Then they kicked him off the air. John Decker. And this Carl McIntyre, you know about that history where he had to broadcast from a boat offshore because of the fairness doctrine. You probably know all about that history of that. And that was all to get around this stuff so it wouldn't turn into a Woodstock freak show. They knew what was coming in the 60s. And so at the end of the 60s, the town of Woodstock, New York, we don't want those freaks here. So this communist farmer out in the, it's a rural area up and across the Pennsylvania border, White Lake, that was called. And he just opened his field up, and tens of millions wanted to get there, but they had to close the roads from all directions, from everywhere they were trying to pour in. And so that's what we got today. And it was all, we knew what was coming the first day we heard about it, so we wrote that Marsgram. I don't know if you remember Marsgram when you were in the military, but if they sent it up chain of command, that's a big deal. This is to Chief of Staff, United States Army, General Westmoreland. He's dead now. We don't know if he got it, but that's what he sent. Just turn us make us do our job here. We'll wipe that place out. And Bubba even, she says, that's a target of opportunity. So that's what she said. I mean, she wasn't there. But the people for generations, we call them sliding through the mud at Woodstock, because they showed this video of these freaks. They said, well, if we scream loud enough, maybe we'll stop the rain. They couldn't stop the rain. But we was going to rain fire on them because it didn't. It just got them wet. But then everything was muddy on the hillside, so they were sliding down through the mud because they're all screwed on acid. Everything there was acid dumped in the bucket. So now today,
okay. Okay, Boomer. Listen, we got other calls.
Okay, tell
thank you. Good Lord. All right. Yeah, so let's get to... Guys, listen. And I know what some of these other callers are going to say. I know I've heard it from you guys. I know. We got Boomer activity here, but just bear with us. We have such great calls. I don't even know who to take next. How about we go with over 9,000 in Florida, line 9. Go ahead.
Man, that was a tough act to follow. We need to get a T-shirt that says, "Where's Bubba? Where's Bubba? I want to hear from Bubba. Bubba's
exactly.
Very interesting." Wow.
Exactly.
Well, I'll try to keep it short. I'm not gonna linger on. I'm sure you have other callers, but Adam Green, with No More News. I've told you about that guy. He's got a really good clip, good show on about the Alex Jones trial. He chops it up really good. And I agree with him. I agree with everything you were saying. I don't know why the guy, you know, you don't know if this whole thing is staged with him, because, you know, Jim Fetcher walked right out of there. Jim Fetcher, they tried to get him, and he challenged him. I think he wanted a death certificate. He proved that their death certificate that they had for one of the children was a phony. You know, it was like a counterfeit thing, and he got out of it. I've heard him talk about it, if you're familiar with Jim Fetcher.
Well, I know some people asked for the grades, the homework, and no way could produce anything.
Well, there's all kinds of holes in this thing. You know, I think it's all done for show, like you said. I think it's all done to keep people from questioning these hoaxes and things. And I think he's going along with it. That's my take on it. Adam, he seems to think that Alex Jones is... You know, he's hiding all his money. He's trying to say he's bankrupt, and he's getting all kinds of crazy. He made like $800,000 in one day just selling, hard-on pills or whatever. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
And the guy, and he, you know, he's pitiful because, you know, I started out with Alex Jones. Everybody started out with everybody on
that. Everybody. I did as well.
Yeah.
Right.
And back in the day, you know, he was talking about, well, he brought up the dancing Israelis right when it happened, like 2001. He went on and on about it, you know, like, hey, you know, they're behind this and a lot of Zionists, and he brought the USS Liberty, all that stuff, and then all of a sudden, boom, he changed. You know, it's like someone got to him, or he's compromised, or he's an agent now, or he's flipped for the money. You know, in court, he looks like, you know, he's all about the money. I mean, you'd think he'd be really popular to stand up in court and go, you know what, yeah, it was a hoax. And look at the judge and jury. Yeah, it was a hook. I'm saying a hook. You can take all my money, but you can't take my soul. You can't take my freedom. You can't take, all you can take is my possession. He sold out. I mean, completely. He would be like Jesus Christ walking around if he would do that, because he has so many followers. He's already got a lot of people following him. I mean, now he's turning into religion. And what Adam Green was saying, it's a really good show. Is he's turning towards, you know, where he's from, there's a lot of preachers there, you know, those prosperity preachers out there in Texas.
Right.
He's leaning towards that now with the shows. He's talking really religious. But then he'll go smoke a joint with Mike Tyson and these other guys, or hang out with Joe Rogan and get high, and, you know. So,
right.
You know, it's
all about the manipulation of, you know, okay, if he has to back off the conspiracy theories, maybe he can proselytized to the religious people, because that's a huge demographic. And then, of course, you've got, you know, New Age people, you know, everybody's smoking weed out in public is the cool thing to do now. So he'll do that. I think he's all about the popularization of himself in the situations he can put himself in, which is not necessarily an evil, but it's, you know, what is your agenda? So I've seen what you're talking about. I'm so disappointed because he was saying, you know, right there on the podium, you know, I absolutely know that it's real, and I said that it was real. I've taken it back. I've tried taking it back, but the media keeps saying that I keep saying that it's fake. You guys won't let me take it back. I've tried taking it back. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, what a giant puss. And just like you said, I would say, yeah, I think it was fake, and I have my First Amendment right. I'll make sure lawyer is going to build a case upon my First Amendment right. Who got defamed? You got defamed? You got defamed? Shut the hell up. That would have been my position.
I don't know if you've seen all of it, but it's interesting because the victims, one of the children's parents, gave him a glass of water. He was joking. He had his fake coughter the whole time he was up on the thing there. You know, he's sitting here talking, and he can't answer the questions. Mm-hmm. He's coughing. His face is turning red. And when it got done, when they were through with the court case, I guess the defendants, their lawyer, got really nasty with him. But the father shook his hand, and then one of the mothers shook his hand and were nice to him and all. And he was looking at the camera going, see, they shook my hand. But, you know, I'm thinking his handlers, you know who he works for. I mean, they'd be stupid to just watch him be broke. They want him out there pushing that, you know, the disinformation. You know, he's a big asset to them. So they're going to prop him back up, even if they do take his money. He's still got stashed somewhere. I'm sure he's got money stashed everywhere, Bitcoin or whatever, you know,
well,
offshore.
I'm sure his advertisers wanting him to keep going because, you know, there's no bigger pusher of the snake oil stuff than him right now, I don't think.
Well, anyway, he did a brilliant job on that, Adam Green at No More News. It's just on BitChute. You've heard of him. He's got this one he put on tonight. It was really good how he chopped it all up. He, you know, showed the segments of everything and how he tore it down. It was pretty good. But I'll let you go, B. You probably got to call.
Does he explain why this case is even legal to begin with?
No, Adam doesn't. You know, I don't know how he did. I can't see how it is either. But see, that's the eroding of our rights. It's the eroding of the Constitution right there in front of you. Everything else is eroding too, and we're letting it happen. We're letting it happen. You know, I mean, I don't understand it. So I say something in public. Well, my thought, my point of view. I didn't. Oh, and it had come down to, I think he said that the man was crazy, or he was, well, the man was kind of autistic. I don't know. Something about the guy. He said, all I'm saying was the guy looked fake. He came on TV, the father, and he just looked really slow. Like he looked like he had no emotions. Like he was all fake. That's what it all come down to, him saying that this man looked fake. So that.
Well, we have it on camera, the news feed. I don't know if the camera was supposed to be rolling or not, but the father, one of the fathers, supposed fathers, is
laughing
at the podium with other people, laughing his ass off. But
I saw that.
But it's time to do the questions.
Where's Alex Jones' followers
at? He starts crying. That looks fake.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He looks like a crisis actor. I'm sorry. How are you going to be laughing 1 minute and then crying the next?
Yeah, exactly. You know, where's his followers? That's what I want to know. Why do you think they'd be trying to storm the courtroom? He'd have this army of people. He probably does, but they're all, you know, I didn't see any of that. You'd think that there'd be a big riot out there, as many people as got following him. But, yeah,
the news won't cover it.
Well, where's someone like Rand Paul or somebody who's real constitutional stepping in on this? Nobody. Well, Jim Fetzer, I don't know if you follow him. I listen to him every now and then. But they drug him in there, and he brought a coroner, he brought a lawyer, and he won it. He challenged them. And they didn't take his, whatever he had. He sold books, I guess. But anyway, I'll let you go, V. You probably got somebody wanting to call you. I don't want to hog up your show.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you. What you said, Adam Green? I got to check that out.
Yeah, Adam Green, No More News. K-N-O-W, no more News. You know, that's what Harry said.
Oh, I know that guy.
Yeah. He's pretty cool.
I've seen one or two of his shows on YouTube.
Well, some people might come off like he's some kind of a white supremacist. No, he's not. He just calls out what he sees, you know. He's not a, you know, like you were talking about Gab the other night. That could be full of agents, you know. But he was bringing out, showing me a lot more of those. Anyway, I'll let you go, B. Get somebody else on here.
Well, once again, I appreciate your phone call.
All right. Talk to you later.
Thank you. That's something. Adam Green. I have in fact watched a couple of his shows on YouTube. Very funny guy, actually. I don't know where the white supremacist stuff comes from. I didn't pick up on that at all. But I don't know. I need somebody to explain the legal of this. I'm a pretty smart guy, I think, you know? Yet I can't figure out how this is legal. I would love for someone to describe to me how they're being defamed by Alex Jones saying Sandy Hook was a hoax. I still don't get the concept, because you have to be famous to be defamed. Or at least at some, you know, you have to be negatively famed. That's why, you know, it's defamed. You have to come from a place of infamy, be put into a place of infamy. So, I'm trying to figure out who should be famous in this situation. The parents? We have to rule out governmental entities. That governmental entities cannot sue for defamation. So, if these are parents, I need to know how are they being defamed. To say that Sandy Hook was fake, how someone can say that, you know, someone can say that I'm fake. I don't exist. It doesn't necessarily defame me. All civil unrest has gone global. All capital buildings have. Have we not learned from the Amber Heard trials? Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick break, top of the hour. We'll be right back on the other side of the top of the break with more calls. Stay tuned.
Forces and domestic terrorist militias. This is your emergency broadcast system. This is a national alert. Imminent threat is nationwide. You must stay in sight of your homes or risk being shot on sight. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance. This is your emergency broadcast system. The conspiracy is upon you. Your conspiracy friends were right all along. Now you must learn to survive. If you hear this, you are the resistance.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EazeOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC. 417-932-6419.
RBN, John Statmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.